Before Robert Hodson of Road to Recovery was about to begin speaking at Roadside, two men approached from the Christ the King Seminary campus. One of them was Father John Stack, who has served as the interim head of the seminary since September.
You're an encouragement to them, so we're actually happy you're here and doing this.
Hodson and his colleagues were there to speak about an alleged investigation led by former police officer Michael Sherry to find the person who leaked information to media, information about a recent party where three Hamburg priests allegedly made several crude sexual remarks. Those priests have since been placed on leave. Father Stack says no such leak investigation has taken place.
There was a few seminarians who requested to go back to talk to Mr. Sherry a few times. That was their choice,
We're talking about the original five in the report.
The original five, some of them went back to be interviewed again because they wanted to. They wanted to clarify things.
Hodson and his colleagues don't believe that. They also note that the seminarians who have come forward are well within their rights to speak out safely.
Canon 221 of canon law in the church is almost like the First Amendment to our Constitution. It gives Catholics the right to speak, especially in cases that are particularly egregious. And this is one of those cases.
Meanwhile, Hodson, a former priest, and fellow former priest and activist James Faluzak say they are not impressed with the Vatican's announcement that priests and nuns must report abuse cases and cover-ups by superiors to church authorities. They see the Pope's order as just a continuation of allowing internal investigation without having to go to outside authorities such as police. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.